Estar oyendo de alguien muy especial, y digo especial porque su nombre es Elisa Terrazas, es mi mamá. The reason I say special speaker, she's very special to me. Her name is Elisa Terrazas, that's my mother, my mom, and she's going to be sharing a testimony and some great things that have been taking place with her in her life in recent times. And I'm going to go ahead and open up her line. Y vamos a empezar por abrir su línea ahorita. Hermana Elisa, ¿me puede oír bien?
Sí, le oigo bien, hermano Víctor.
Perfecto. We can hear her loud and clear. All right, Sister Elisa, do you want to go in English or Spanish? What did you want to do?
Español.
Okay. Mama will be speaking in Spanish and I will be translating into English every couple of sentences. Yo voy a estar traduciendo para hermana Elisa cada ratito. Hermana Elisa, por favor, empiece con su testimonio.
Bueno, para mí es un gran privilegio y una gran bendición que me inviten a testificar para, en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
It is my great
Porque
privilege, my honor to be able to be invited to give a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ with you all tonight.
sí, así es. Tengo 46 años tratando de servir al Señor lo mejor que puedo.
I have 46 years living for the Lord, doing my best and trying to serve the Lord for these 46 years.
Como saben, yo vivo en San Diego, yo no estoy ahí en sus grupos cuando asisten a su templo.
Now, since I live in San Diego, I'm not able to meet and physically with you at the church there in Ontario.
No, pero todos los servicios que ustedes tienen y todos los testimonios los oigo online, en línea, en el video.
But I'm able to tap into the service by listening to the conference call or the live video feed that you provide there for us.
Y el último, la última predicación que tuvo mi pastor, porque es mi pastor también, el hermano Clark, fue ayer y me bendijo el alma.
And last night, again, we heard our pastor, and I say my pastor because Pastor Clark is my pastor also, and I was able to hear him and see him last night, and it blessed my soul.
Y él me predicó a mí, si no a nadie más, a mí me predicó.
And he preached to me. If he didn't preach to anybody else, he preached to me last
Y
night.
estoy muy agradecida al Señor porque me dio este pastor.
And I'm thankful to God because He gave me this pastor.
Pues sí, yo no tengo la gran bendición que ustedes tienen de ir a las calles en grupo.
Now, I don't have the great blessing that you all have to be able to go to the streets and preach to the people in a group as you all do.
Pero ya lo hice años atrás y sé cuán hermoso es y qué satisfacción grandísima es.
But I know the great pleasure, the honor that it is, and what a great satisfaction we derive by being able to go out to the street and preach to the people. I know what that feels like.
Entonces, lo que hago yo aquí en mi propio hogar es donde yo evangelizo a mis nietos.
So what I do is I take advantage and I evangelize to my grandchildren, to my family members.
Y oro todas las mañanas y le digo al Señor, que no sea en vano mi estancia aquí con esta familia.
And I pray to the Lord every morning, Lord, don't let my stay here while I'm with my daughter and her family. Don't let this stay be in vain. I need to take advantage of it. That's good, Mama. I need to take advantage, be effective and efficient with the time that I have here. And I'm going to stop here for just a moment, Mama, because she just hit on the nail's head what I'm going to be sharing with you all in just a moment. We need to take advantage of the time we've been given. Go ahead, Mama.
Pues sí, no en balde el Señor dijo en Marcos 6:4-6, mas Jesús les decía, no hay profeta sin honra, sino en su propia tierra y entre sus parientes y en su casa. Eso está en Marcos 6:4-6.
Mama, that's 6, versículo 46.
Sí, Marcos 6:4-6. 4:6.
4:6. Mamá, ¿versículo 4 o versículo 46?
Ese es el verso 4 y 6 versículos. En el capítulo 6, en el capítulo 6, verso 4 y 6.
Okay, let me read that in English, Mama. Mom just read from Mark chapter 6, verse 4, where the Lord is talking about that where he's not accepted by his own kinsmen. It says, "But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house." Go ahead, Mama.
Por eso es que digo que el pastor me predicó anoche a mí.
That's why I say that my pastor preached to me last night.
Es muy delicado estar tratando de enseñar a tu propia gente.
And it can be a very delicate thing to try to evangelize and to deal with your own family, with your own people.
Sin embargo, he notado unos cambios grandiosos en mis nietos.
And even so, I've noticed a great change in my grandchildren since I've been dealing with them.
Antes de leer nuestra Biblia, todas las noches oramos individualmente cada uno.
¿Una vez, mamá?
Cuando leemos nuestra Biblia diariamente por la noche, oramos cada uno antes de empezar, uno lee un verso. Por ejemplo, anoche leímos el capítulo 6 de Jeremiah.
Jeremías. For example, Mama puts the kids to work by reading verses, scripture, every night. And last night they read from the book of Jeremiah.
Nehemiah. Capítulo 6. Entonces,
chapter 6.
Chapter 6. And every time that we read every one of us.
So, every verse, cada versículo, un niño está leyendo algo y van intercambiando cada versículo. Están leyendo todo el capítulo.
Pero antes de empezar a leer, oramos para que el Señor nos ayude a entender.
But before reading, we pray to make sure that the Lord helps us to understand what it is that we're going to be reading.
El día nadie había en la casa, nada más Michael, que tiene 14 años.
So just the other day, my grandson Michael, who only has 14 years of age,
él y yo nos pusimos a leer y a orar. Entonces él empezó a orar.
So we started to pray before we read, and then he began to read.
Y me bendijo el alma la manera que este niño de 14 años oró.
And it just blessed my soul the way that this young 14-year-old boy began to pray before he began to read.
No en balde, la palabra del Señor dice en Proverbios 22:6.
And it reads, Mama is reading from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6.
Instruye al niño en su camino, y aun cuando fuere viejo, no se apartará de él.
It reads, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Entonces, él oró su oración y dijo así.
And this is the way he prayed his prayer.
Te doy gracias, Señor, por mi vida de este día, porque me das comida y agua y un
techo. Thank you, Lord, for giving me life, for giving me food and water to drink, and for giving me a roof over my head.
Y me proteges de enfermedades.
And you protect me from sickness.
Y me proteges de el maligno.
And you protect me from all evil.
Y proteges a mi papá y a mi mamá.
You protect my parents.
Y a mis hermanas.
You protect my sisters.
Y me ayudas en mi trabajo de escuela.
And you help me with my schoolwork.
Y gracias por tu Espíritu Santo.
And thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Y eso y me bendijo el alma a mí.
And that just blessed my soul.
Y después empezamos a leer la palabra de Dios.
And that's when we began to read the Word of God.
Es por eso que digo que yo estoy testificando a mi familia lo mejor que yo puedo.
And that's why I say that I'm testifying to my family the best way that I can.
Y entonces, cuando voy a mi doctor, a mis dentistas, por ejemplo, les dejo una tarjeta y les digo cómo ser salvos.
For example, when I go to my doctor's appointment or my dentist appointment, I leave them a card there that I write on it, and I give them instruction on... ¿Qué tipo de instrucción, mamá, le das?
Bueno, les digo, les doy escrituras, por ejemplo. La última vez les di Juan 3, 5 y 6.
And I wrote down John chapter 3, verse up to verse 5, where it talks about Jesus preaching to Nicodemus.
Nicodemo. Uh-huh. Sí. Uh-huh. Entonces, eso es la manera que yo he encontrado de testificar. No voy a las calles como ustedes.
So this is the way that I've learned how to evangelize. I'm not able to go to the streets like you do, but I find whatever way that I can do, whatever I'm doing with my normal everyday life, to my appointments or people that I visit, I make sure and make a connection with them. This is good, mama.
Y eso es lo que bendice mi alma.
That's what blesses my soul.
Because Cristo Jesús, número uno, vino a testificar de que les decía, arrepentíos, porque el reino de Dios se ha acercado a vosotros.
Because that is exactly what the Lord Jesus did when he came to this earth. He came preaching and testifying, repent and from this untoward generation, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes, eso es todo lo que puedo hacer ahorita. No puedo ir a un templo. Me da mucha tristeza, pero es todo lo que puedo hacer ahorita.
And so that's all that I can do right now, but I take advantage of this time, of my situation, and I do the most that I can.
Sí, también memorizo versículos. Ya tengo memorizados como 35 versículos nuevos.
¿Y esto es este año, mamá? ¿This is this year?
Sí.
Okay, and so the other thing that mom does is that she makes sure and she memorizes. You know, everyone, I want to stop here for just a moment. Mama doesn't know I'm going to say this. I'm going to brag on her just a little bit. Voy a hablar unas cosas de mamá ahorita. She's a shut-in. You know what that means, where she lives in San Diego. She's almost 2 hours away from us. And she can't be part of our church physically. Ella no puede ser parte de nuestra iglesia. And this is what she's saying. She's making sure that she can testify to people. She can still evangelize. So todavía va a evangelizar a la gente. But these are the extra efforts that she does. She actually memorizes verses. She's already memorized, I think, more than 35 verses just this year alone. Mama, she's memorized 35 verses. Let me just say that again. She's memorized 35 verses just this year alone. This
yes.
is part of personal devotion, and what an example it is to us, to me, and to us, everybody. This is so good. Go on, mama.
Bueno, cuando yo estoy revisando mis memorizaciones, cada vez que yo estoy diciendo un versículo, el Señor me habla a mí.
Whenever I'm memorizing a verse, the Lord begins to speak to me through that verse that I'm memorizing.
Y la hora que yo pienso que voy a usar se vuelve en dos horas.
And the one hour that I think that I'm going to take praying or memorizing ends up becoming 2 hours.
Porque la palabra de Dios es muy poderosa.
Because the word of God is very powerful.
Sí, y por lo último que memoricé es Lucas 10:19.
And the last verse that I memorized was Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
Y pero es en inglés, hijo.
It's okay. I'll do it in Spanish. You go in English. Mama's going to read Luke 10:19.
Yeah. Luke 10:19 reads like this. I give unto you, behold, I give unto you power.
To tread
on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you.
He aquí os doy potestad de hollar serpientes y escorpiones y sobre toda fuerza del enemigo y nada os dañará.
Sí, esa es la última que me aprendí.
That's the last verse I memorized.
Sí. Y luego estoy memorizando los nombres de los 12 apóstoles.
Now I'm memorizing the names of all the 12 apostles.
Sí, ya me lo sé, pero me detengo mucho.
Okay, I know them, but I'm still working on them, okay?
Sí, y ya me memoricé las 12 nombres de las 12 tribus de Israel.
And I memorized the 12 tribes of Israel, of the tribes of Israel.
Yes, todo eso me da mucha bendición.
And all of that gives me great blessing. And Mama, I want you to know, hearing you say all this gives us great blessing. I'm not just saying this because I'm your son, but Mama, you're doing a lot with a little. You're doing a lot with a little. I really feel the anointing just hearing this and repeating this in English. And this is providing a great segue, Mama, about what I'm going to be talking about as soon as you finish. Go ahead, Mama.
Well, I could tell you much, much more, but I don't want to take much time.
Tell us a little bit more, Mama. Tell us a little bit more. Go ahead.
Solamente quiero decirles que Dios me ayuda en todo. Dios me bendice en todo. Todo lo que le pido.
The Lord blesses me with everything that I do.
Yes. Todo lo que yo le pido al Señor que me ayuda a memorizar. Si me da un dolor, le digo, no, Señor, pero tú dices que tú eres el que quitas todos mis dolores y en este momento te pido que me quites este dolor y el Señor lo hace.
And if I need anything, I just say, Lord. And Mama talks to the Lord as a friend. Lord, help me. I need this. Lord, if I got this pain in my body, Lord, touch this pain in my body. Whatever it is, I just go to the Lord and I ask him directly. And he answers
sí.
My prayer.
Sí, así es. Yo agradezco mucho el tiempo que me diste, hijo. Y te amo mucho. Y amo a todos los hermanos. Amo a la iglesia del Señor. Amo a mucho a Pastor Clark y a su esposa porque trabajan duramente. Y también al asistente de Pastor. He aprendido a amarlos porque he oído sus predicaciones y les amo en el Señor. Amo a todos. A la hermana Cindy porque es una ganadora de almas. Y a la hermana Alina porque sufre en el Señor. A todos los que he oído ahí, yo les amo en el Señor.
Mama, that was a good long stretch. Let me see if I can get all of this. Mama just saying that she loves everybody. She respects everybody. She loves our pastor and the assistants who have preached and who have given a word. She feels like she's come to know us, our pastor and our leadership and all of our people because she's heard them preach. Remember, she's doing all this from a long distance, but she's grown fond and grown to relate, develop a relationship with us as individuals and as a church. She mentioned Sister Cindy, who she's a soul winner. Sister Lena has gone through a lot of suffering that Mama's heard about, and all the other people who have dealt with a blow in life or suffering, she feels their pain with them. Boy, Mama, I really feel God's touch on this. Anything else, Mama?
That's it. I love you all, and I thank the Lord for I'm alive yet.
Gracias. Mama says that she loves everybody. She thanks God she's alive yet, and she's going to keep on kicking, and she's going to keep on doing the Lord's will. Mama, I'm going to go ahead and switch gears. I'm not going to take much longer, but you actually said some things that I was going to talk about tonight, Mama. Mamá habló de las cosas de cual yo voy a estar hablando. And this is what I'm going to say, everybody. I'm not going to take too much time. Thank you. People are already texting and saying, we love Sister Elisa. We love Brother Vic's mom. And I love her, too. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to just share this with you, everybody. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Why don't we just thank God? Why don't we just thank God right now? Lord Elisa, we thank you for your touch. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you for your God. Thank you for your blessing, Lord God. You put your hand upon everybody in our church, from our pastor down to the youngest
yes.
child. Everyone who's
yes.
sick, everyone who's suffering, everyone who's going through everything, Lord God. Even Mama yes. and those that are not close to the church, but are far distance-wise. But your hand is upon everybody. Thank you, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone, I'm going to go ahead and just take a few moments. Voy a tomar unos momentitos. Para leer de algo brevemente de lo que yo sentí anoche. Something happened last night, as I was beginning to get into prayer. And I want to go ahead and share this with you. So here we were last night, Wednesday night prayer, beginning in the prayer, pre-service prayer. Anoche, antes del servicio, antes del servicio, tenemos oración en el servicio. And I began to pray, everyone. I began to feel something. I began to think about something. And empecé a sentir algo. And the thought was just this, what Mama talked about tonight. Being diligent and efficient with the time that God has given us. Siendo efectivos y diligentes con el tiempo que el Señor nos ha dado. And how careful we need to be with the time, the space of time that God has given us on this earth and in the time since the Lord has saved us. Siendo diligentes y cuidadosos con el tiempo que el Señor nos ha dado a nosotros en nuestras vidas y con el tiempo que el Señor nos ha dado en cual desde que Él nos salvó. And just in the time that He saved us, whether it's 5 years, 10 years that we've been here, or even less time that the Lord has called us, aunque el Señor nos llamó hace 3 años, 5 años, 10 años, necesitamos ser cuidadosos porque we don't know when the Lord is coming back. Porque no sabemos cuándo el Señor va a regresar. No importa si Él regresa en 1 año, 3 años, 5 años o más. It doesn't matter if the Lord comes back in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years or more. It doesn't matter. We just got to be careful and diligent with the time the Lord has given us. So with that thought in mind, con ese pensamiento en mente, there I was praying last night, thinking about all this, and I thought, Lord, I got to be so careful, so diligent with the time you've given me. Sentí, Señor, yo necesito ser cuidadoso con el tiempo que usted me ha dado. And as soon as I had that thought, everyone, cuando yo tuve esa mente, a scripture came to my mind. Una escritura vino a mi mente. And I'm going to read it to you right now. Se los voy a leer ahorita. It is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Se encuentra en Ecclesiastes, capítulo 3. Y el versículo es versículo 11, verse number 11. And this is the way that it reads. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Think about that. The Lord hath made everything beautiful in His time. Todo lo hizo hermoso en su tiempo. En su tiempo, el tiempo de Dios. Continue to read. Also, He hath set the world in their heart. Now we're going to focus on that. Look, let me keep reading. Y ha puesto eternidad en el corazón de ellos, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end, sin que alcance el hombre a entender la obra que ha hecho Dios desde el principio hasta el fin. It sounds kind of like a mysterious passage here, and to a certain extent, it is. Let me read it again. Also, He hath set the world in their heart. Now, what does that mean? If we're not careful, we don't do our due diligence, that can confuse us. He set the world in their heart. What does that mean? Well, the translation in Spanish explains it, everyone. In Spanish, it says, y ha puesto eternidad en el corazón de ellos. A very good friend of mine who was a preacher, diligent, he would study the Word of God diligently, shared this with me years ago. He said, Brother Vic, that verse in Ecclesiastes 3:11, when it says, also he hath set the world in their heart, it's not saying that he has set the world or the understanding of the world or the wisdom of the world in their heart. No, when you translate that word in Hebrew, the world in their heart, it really means eternity. Think about that, everybody. He hath set a little piece of eternity in their heart. Él ha puesto la eternidad en su corazón. Think about that for just a moment. And now that God has opened up that time or that timelessness of eternity in our heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Sin que alcance el hombre a entender la obra que ha hecho Dios desde el principio hasta el fin. There is something very special that is taking place here. And last night as I was at the altar praying, this verse was just deposited into my mind. And the part that I focused on last night was just that. Lord, You've placed a piece of eternity within us. Señor, usted ha puesto una pieza de eternidad en nosotros. And the revelation that I feel that I received last night was this, everyone. La revelación que yo recibí anoche fue esto. I've got to be ever more so careful with this eternity, with this timelessness that God has placed in me. Yo necesito ser tan cuidadoso con esta eternidad, con este periodo de tiempo o eternidad que el Señor ha puesto en mí mientras que estoy aquí en la tierra. While I'm here on this earth, I've got to be so careful with it. Well, what is it that I'm talking about, everyone? Well, it goes back to what Mama talked about earlier. Se trata de lo que Mama habló más temprano en esta llamada, and that is this, that with the time that God has given us, we've got to be careful and make sure that we are reaching out to lost souls. Necesitamos ser cuidadosos con el tiempo que el Señor nos ha dado, de ser cuidadosos de predicar, de evangelizar y de hablarle a la gente de Cristo, porque no sabemos cuándo el Señor va a regresar. No sabemos cuándo la puerta se va a cerrar, because we don't know when the Lord is coming back, and we don't know when this door of eternity, so to speak, is going to be closing. We don't, hallelujah. We don't know when this door, this small door of eternity, what do you mean door of eternity? Well, that's what the scripture says. The Lord has set the world in their heart, eternity in their heart. He's given us this understanding of time or timelessness. But the world is not privy to that. The world does not understand that. We got to make sure and connect with them before that door closes. Tenemos que ser tan cuidadosos con esta puerta que el Señor ha abierto de la eternidad. Y tenemos que abrir nuestra boca, abrir nuestro espíritu para tocar a esa gente. And how is it that we're going to be able to do that, everyone? Pastor touched on it last night. We're going to have to learn how to be prayerful. We're going to have to be full of the Holy Ghost. Vamos a tener que estar en oración y llenos del ungimiento de Dios para poder darle a este mundo la salvación. Because this is a spiritual thing, everyone. I hope you're all getting this. Esta es una obra espiritual. We can't be mechanical, carnal, with our human mind about this. No podemos pensar con esto con una mente humana. No, we've got to tap into that.
Turn my light on, baby.
Mama's already talking to somebody there. Hold on, let me mute Mama for just a moment, but so that we can finish up here, everybody. And that is this, we've got to learn how to tap into that doorway, into that eternity that God has given us, so that we can think with the spiritual mindset. Vamos a tener que a pensar con esa mente espiritual para poder entender que el Señor ha abierto esta puerta de eternidad. The Lord has opened up a door of eternity, a small door of eternity, but we're going to be able to have, we need that spiritual mindset, and to do that, we got to be prayerful. We got to be full of the Holy Ghost to be able to know when to speak, to whom to speak, para saber cuándo abrir la boca y a quién abrir, because let's just be honest, everybody, as we're going throughout our day, we may run into 10, 15, 20 people. It may not be God's will for us to speak to everybody, but it may be God's will for us to open our mouth to speak to the right person at the right time. Es la voluntad del Señor para abrir nuestra boca para la persona apropiada por ese día. Everybody, I hope I've said some things that have connected with you as I've been speaking in your mind, your spirit, your heart. This is a spiritual thing that is taking place, and we've got to have a spiritual mindset to be able to accomplish the task that the Lord has given us. Boy, I hope you're feeling this tonight. Necesitamos esa mente espiritual para poder hacer esta obra que el Señor nos ha dado, tal como nos habló nuestro pastor anoche. This is exactly what our pastor spoke about last night. Let's get that spiritual mindset. Let's be in prayer, so that we can be that useful vessel that can recognize that door of eternity that the Lord has opened up for us while we're here still on this earth. Hay que abrir nuestra mente espiritual para poder ver esa puerta que el Señor ha abierto, para que podamos tocar las almas que el Señor quiere que nos toque, so that we can be able to reach out and touch those souls that the Lord wants us to touch. And in closing, everyone, en cerrar, quiero decir esto. La Escritura dice, the Scripture says that there are many people that the Lord has in this city. Hay muchas almas que el Señor tiene en esta ciudad. Let's be careful and mindful to be able to touch those souls that the Lord has in this city, because the Lord wants to give us those souls. Hay que ser cuidadosos en la oración, llenos del Espíritu Santo para tocar esas almas que el Señor nos ha dado en esta ciudad. Amén, hermanos. I hope everyone has been able to read in between the lines with everything that we've talked about tonight. Thank you, Elisa. Thank you, Mama, for sharing your testimony tonight and for letting us know that even though we're far away from the church, we can still be full of the Holy Ghost. We can still touch souls. We can still have evangelism in our mind to be able to reach lost souls. Gracias, hermana Lisa, a que aunque estás lejos de nosotros, usted todavía está haciendo obras evangelísticas en tocar las almas. Praise God. And once again, Mama, kudos to Mom. And I want to brag on Mom. 35 verses that Mama has already memorized this year alone. 35 versículos que mamá ya ha memorizado este año solamente. Gracias, mamá. Thank you, Sister Elisa. Thank you, Mom, for this great testimony. And we're going to continue to bind together in prayer, all of us. Vamos a seguir amarrándonos en la oración, cada uno de nosotros, uno con el otro. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone, once again, we'll be sending out a message by tomorrow evening regarding what we're going to be doing on Saturday. It's going to be a different weekend, but we're going to continue to move forward with our evangelism. Les vamos a mandar un mensaje mañana para dejarles saber qué vamos a estar haciendo sábado para el evangelismo, pero vamos a seguir moviendo adelante con nuestro evangelismo. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus, and we will be in contact with us for what's taking place this weekend. Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.